Okay, Alex, you want to explain? All I heard you saying is, what the millennial?
There was a girl on my Facebook timeline yesterday that posted something so asinine that I had to take a second to step back and be ashamed of my generation for a moment.
Oh, God. Don't millennials get hated on enough? I mean, technically, I'm one, too. What did she do that you're going to shame us?
So I'm in this Facebook group for just like an interest, okay? So people that are in this, we all have the same common interest.
But you're not
so.
Going to tell us the interest. Okay, now I'm even more intrigued.
Well, in case anyone listening is in this
Oh,
group, I'm
okay.
terrified that they will out me because these people are savage and I don't want to be, trolled with pitchforks on social media.
Burn
So
her!
anyway, in this group, this girl posted like, guys, I have a morning win. I just really am proud of myself and I just really wanted to show you and tell you. After 5 years of going to therapy, I finally have completed it and now I was able to get my wisdom teeth out.
Wait, she had to go to therapy for 5 years?
This girl said that she found out from her orthodontist that she needed to get her wisdom teeth out. She got severe anxiety about it and had to go to therapy for not 1 week, not 6 months, 5 years, and then finally was able yesterday to get up the courage to get her wisdom teeth taken out. Now, I understand mental illness is serious, and please do not misunderstand me. I get that people suffer from anxiety and depression and all these different things.
Yeah. You
But
do, for
wisdom
example.
teeth, I definitely get anxious about things. But wisdom teeth, having to pay a therapist $250 an hour or whatever for 5 years because you're so anxious and nervous about getting your wisdom teeth out. Honey, you did need to go to therapy, but it wasn't for that. It's for other stuff because she clearly has issues. And this blew my mind that all these people were commenting, I'm so proud of you. Wow. I'm so inspired. I can't even deal.
Wait, why are you hating on this? Because listen, I think they're similar, and I mean, it blows my mind. I honestly thought you just were being dramatic when I met you, and you're probably even doing it for attention. But if you don't know, Alex is very picky about her food. As a matter of fact, it's not just like, no, I don't want to eat it. It's like, when we try to make her eat it or anything, she'll freak out and almost cry, as if it's like we're making her eat like killer poison. Like it'll kill her instantly if she puts it in her mouth. You like it shakes. You get nervous. You start crying. How is that? How is your thing? Now I know you've went to therapy with it, but how is that thing in your head, for example? Because in reality, you eating that food or that fruit will not kill you.
Well, I know
You
it won't
freak out
kill
just like
me.
this girl did for 5 years about getting her wisdom teeth out, because you could die getting your wisdom teeth removed. I mean,
Okay.
not likely, but it's a
Here's the thing.
possibility.
Wisdom teeth, 99% of people get them taken out. This is an everyday thing that everyone does. And if she had to go to therapy for 5 years, she has some major issues. And this is the coddling of an entire generation. We're starting to see the fruition of it.
Oh, God. Oh, good morning, Joe and Alex show. What's up? Who's this?
Hi, my name is Stephanie.
Stephanie, what do you think about this girl? 5 years she had to go to therapy. She finally could get her wisdom teeth removed.
I can't.
I just wanted to tell Alex, I know she said that, not for anyone to get offended, but like she said, mental illness is a real thing and phobias are an honest to God thing. I don't think her wisdom teeth being taken out, I don't think that's like anything small. It's actually a surgery and kind of a really painful one. I had my wisdom teeth taken out. I didn't go to therapy, but it is a real surgery. It is painful, so I think it's a legit concern for her.
And nobody wants that dry socket. Oh.
I'm hearing what you're saying, but this is like a 30-minute procedure. You get laughing gas. Kids do it. Everyone gets this done. It is such a minor thing that everyone has to do at some point
I
in
don't
their
think it was
life.
the I don't think it was the actual wisdom teeth being taken out for her. I think it was like the thought of surgery and anything going wrong. She is going under the knife. It might be minor and it might be small, but it is something for her.
Either way, I think you're too soft. If you have to go to therapy for 5 years, you're too soft for getting
Hey,
your wisdom teeth out.
thank you for calling in this morning. Let's take one more real quick. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Make sure you're not on speakerphone. You turn your radio down. Who are we talking to?
Hi.
What's your name?
It's Nick.
Nick, what do you think about this girl? 5 years of therapy, but she finally did it. She had the courage to have her wisdom teeth removed.
I side with Alex on this one.
Really?
I mean,
good for you, because I thought Alex would be alone.
No, I had three of my wisdom teeth pulled in, went back to fighting the war the same day.
Wow.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
So I'm sorry. I'm part of the, you know, millennial generation. I was in Iraq back in 07, 08 from Indiana's deployment. I'm over this generation needing soft spots.
Right, exactly. A safe space for your freaking wisdom teeth. Give me a break. Give me a break. This someone tweeted
Hold
us.
Hold on, now. How do you feel about soft serve ice cream? Are you okay with that?
Ice cream. It's always good. Doesn't matter if it's soft serve or hard serve.
Hey, man,
who cares? It's ice cream.
Thank you for your service to our country. We truly appreciate you.
We have a tweet from someone that says that therapist was just collecting that check, a gold mine. That, like, the therapist was taking advantage of this girl.
317-239-1009. I don't think they were. Like, I go to therapy not for that. But, I mean, if you've got something that really freaks the crap out of you, you got to get help, right? What do you think about this one? 317-239-1009. Alex brought up something where she's critiquing millennials, and this is an insane story. If you're just tuning in to the Joe and Alex show, this girl on a Facebook group that Alex won't mention because she doesn't want to get roasted for talking about it. After 5 years, she said she had anxiety so bad she went to therapy for 5 years. She finally got the courage to go get her wisdom teeth removed after her dentist said, hey, you got to get these things taken out.
And I just want to bring up a point that I forgot to earlier.
Okay.
Imagine if this girl gets pregnant. She only has 9 months to go through therapy for giving birth to a baby.
You don't know, Alex, if it's everything. I think it's just the teeth thing.
It does. Whatever it is, something's. Where was the girl in this? Where was somebody in this poor girl's life to say, "Snap out of it, weirdo! You don't need to go to therapy for 5 years to get your wisdom teeth taken out, softy. Let's get it together. Buck up."
I'm trying to see both sides, but Alex, it's pot calling kettle black. You're the girl, like, I can't eat that. Oh my god, it's a piece of pineapple. Oh no! All right, let's go to the phones this morning at 317-239-1009. Alice, you're in Indy, and you say you can understand this a little bit. You're even scared of the dentist.
I do understand it a little bit. Alex, I feel like you're being extremely judgmental because, like he said, you are extremely picky.
But pickiness, I'm not going to 5 years of therapy before I eat a piece of pineapple. I tried it and almost threw up. At least I tried it.
But maybe if you did go to therapy, you wouldn't have almost thrown up.
You know what? That is a valid point, Alice. I can't argue with that.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's talk to Stephanie. She's also in Indy this morning. And you're saying we may not know what this girl's going through. What do you mean?
Yeah, so definitely we don't know everyone's history or everyone's past. I work in the mental health field, and I've definitely worked with women who have had sexual abuse history or sexual trauma. And it's very common for them to have difficulty going to the dentist.
How?
And let alone doing a procedure. So it's really that lack of control. Their body has been kind of assaulted and taken advantage of without their permission. And so to go and lay down in a seat with someone, like, essentially strapping them down and working on their mouth, and there's nothing they can do about it and they have no say over it, it's still that, like, lack of control and that lack of, you know, ability to have control of your own body.
And Stephanie, we've heard stories recently, too, and these have been going on. Some of them are actual surgeons, but other ones, dentists, where these patients are waking up and these doctors are assaulting them and, like, raping them and doing things sexually to them.
Yikes.
So I could see if you're talking about, I never even knew that, like, somebody that might have been sexually assaulted would be afraid of that. But you're right. They're kind of in a weird state and they're kind of being submissive. And yeah, I'd never even thought about that.
It's definitely a vulnerable spot to be in, for sure. And I mean, I've had my wisdom teeth taken out, and it was not pleasant. I was awake during it, but it's still, like, it's not pleasant because you're sitting there and things are happening to you, but you're not allowed to move or do anything because they got their hands in your mouth. So
right,
it's a similar thing.
I did like the laughing gas, but I didn't do anything crazy. I just drooled everywhere.
I was knocked out.
Hey, thank you, Stephanie, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We'll wrap things up with Amanda is in Indy this morning, and you think what?
I think 5 years is excessive, but I kind of understand because my wisdom teeth getting taken out was my actual, like, first surgery.
Okay.
And I will say I'm a nurse, so I know what goes on behind closed doors in an operating room. I know that when you're getting your wisdom teeth taken out, it's not an operating room, but it's similar.
What goes on in operating rooms when people are knocked out?
Oh, girl, you don't want to know.
No, yes, we do.
No, we do. I had hip surgery. I want to know what's going on. Are you checking out people's ding-dongs and, like, laughing at them? Because I'm afraid of that.
No, not necessarily. Depending on how long your surgery is, you're going to have a catheter placed, so you are totally exposed. Like Stephanie said, you are out of control. usually you're intubated, sedated, so you have no control over your body. You have even a machine breathing for you.
Yeah.
And typically, you're like butt naked. And when we have to place a catheter, we're all up in your business.
Now, here's my question. I actually had the surgery about a year ago. When did they take the catheter out?
Stop! Why do we need to know this?
They usually take it out before they wake you up.
Oh, so I shouldn't still have it?
That's disgusting.
I mean, it's convenient, but okay.
Shut up,
no,
Joe.
No, you bring up a point that's weird because they didn't tell me. I've had hip surgery twice at the age of 31 and when I was 12 because I just had a bad hip since birth.
He was actually Benjamin Button when he was born.
Weird,
he was born as an old man.
And not to get too gross, though, but as you mature and become a man and a woman, you get hair in special places. And I started to have some there at the age of 12.
Why are we talking about this?
Because what she's talking about, what Amanda's saying, I woke up and I'm like, where did it go? And I didn't know they were going to shave me, but they did.
This is insane.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we shave you.
Okay, so crazy stuff.
You're very good at your technique, by the way.
Crazy stuff goes on in the operating rooms. I get that. But you don't think that it's a little excessive for someone to go to 5 years. It's not 5 days, Amanda. 5 years of therapy for wisdom teeth getting taken out.
No, I agree with you. I think 5 years is excessive. However, what I did call in to say was that since my wisdom teeth surgery was my very first surgery, I woke up during my surgery with all the metal around my mouth.
Whoa, what? You're holding back the details. Holy crap.
I woke up with all these people around me. My eyes were wide open, and I remember letting out this, like, gory, like, moan.
Oh.
And whoever was giving me this, like, pumping me with meds, because this was before I was a nurse, whoever was giving me meds said, oh, whoops.
So can you do the moan for us, the weird noise you made?
That's just inappropriate.
Wait, so you're saying it was like a...
No, it was probably
It was like a deep, like, I wanted somebody to know that I was awake.
Yeah.
And I will say that I've had surgery since then, and I've woken up during every single one of them, besides my last one, because I literally told the anesthesiologist, I said, look, I have woken up every time. It is very scary. I said, please do not let me wake up. And it's caused anxiety for me having surgeries, but I know that there's surgical anxiety. People have that all the time, and it is because you're vulnerable. You don't have no control. You don't know what's going on. And usually you don't remember anything, but I do remember waking up.
Amanda, listen, if I wake up one time during surgery, even if I'm going to die, if I don't have surgery again, I'll die. I'm not going under the knife again and waking up. I mean, and I'm just pretending like I'm imagining what mine would be like. I'm like, ugh.
Like a zombie. You sound like a zombie.
That's what I would do. What did you sound like, Amanda?
It was more of like a,
That's Alex waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling in and sharing. Holy crap, Alex.
Look, everyone had valid points. I still think she's a little bit of a pansy, and she needs to buck up. But I hear you out. I appreciate it. If you didn't get through on the phones and you still really want to say something and you want me to read it, you can comment on Radio Now's Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, or Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
I just want to know how many years it would take for Alex to get over her food fears and eat like normal food. Like, I can't eat salad. It's green.
10 lifetimes.